Hallelujah. So let's proceed further in the topic and trust the Lord to help us to advance fast, because there are many things that we have yet left untouched, and we are trusting the Spirit of God to help us to touch them. Our target is to bring help to people, and as I said earlier before now, that this is not the kind of teachings that you get to expose yourself to once. It is something you might have to consult. You might have to leave it at the reference section of your materials, so that once in a while, after some time, if you notice you are getting out of order, the revelations will hit you again from them, and then the things that are out of course will come back in Jesus' name. So we first of all looked into our topic is understanding the operations of territorial princes. Now, an average person will say, why all these territorial and all those things? The fundamental reason is that we noticed that many of the issues that is plaguing people have the capacity to reoccur, or more so, it is chronic. By this, I mean that many people find themselves maybe in an environment of the church. So, they come to service on Sunday morning, and when they come to service on Sunday morning, after the worship and everything, they just notice that they felt better, only for them to leave the church premises and get back home, and then notice that it seems as if the same trouble and the things that is plaguing them came back. How many of you can? That means that whatever is responsible for this has the tendency to leave you when you come in an environment that is corrosive, and then have a tendency to come back when you come back to an environment that is less corrosive than the one you entered. Meaning that the operations of this kind of spirit is obviously territorial. There is somebody that came to a healing service, and when he came to a healing service, a deaf came to the healing service, and the man of God prayed for the deaf ear. The deaf ear opened, and when the deaf ear opened, the person went back home. When he went back home, the sickness came back in the night. Thank God the program was for 3 days. The person came back on the second day. Are you hearing me, Victor? The person came back on the second day. The man of God prayed again. And when he prayed, the deaf ear opened again. And he went back. When the person went back, the deaf ear came back. The man of God prayed the third time. It is at the third time, because the man of God is both a healing and deliverance minister. You see, technically healing and deliverance is not exactly the same thing. And an average case of affliction and sickness that you can find around our clime can be traced to demons. That means a man that is adept in deliverance can have robust results. That is why an average healing minister in Nigeria is also good to an extent in deliverance. I was watching a video by the foremost healing minister in the whole world now. If I say the man, you know, the man dresses like a white angel. He now made friend with another man from Nigeria that also dresses like a white angel. I didn't call anybody's name, but amen. Now, I noticed that in one of the healings, something happened. There is a case that the foreign white angel, now I'm using this name for reasons best known to us. It's better like this. The foreign white angel has been trying to minister to that case and is not responding. the anointing will be on him. He is such a man that if the anointing comes on him, he said, take the fire. And everybody, but the anointing was not able to handle that kind of case. Are you getting the point? Because there are many things involved. It's not a case of simple healing. It will take deliverance. There is a demon that is there, and sometimes these demons are operating on legal basis. Of course, for a demon to be territorial, then there has to be some legality sponsoring the operations of that demon in that plane. Now, of course, there is no possibility of a demon having legality in a territory without a priesthood backing that operation. So what these demons, territorial spirits, get to do is, my God, I feel the anointing very strong. Jesus is here this evening. If you are sick, demonized, oppressed, bound by Satan, this is your night. Whether you are following me online, physically, for you being here today, God has answered your prayer. A consignment just landed. That's why I can speak like this. So back to what I'm saying. So the operations of this spirit is territorial. So the man came, the white angel that is now from Nigeria now came, and they were having a combined healing service. And the other issue that the foreign white angel was trying to handle was not the person now appeared. You know what the Nigerian white angel did? The foreign white angel is saying, be healed, let the healing power come from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. The Nigerian white angel came, looked at the demon, say, looked at the eye, say, ouch! The foreign white angel said, I never knew it was a demon. That I never knew is, I thought what you need to do is to be healed. I didn't know what you needed to do in this case of sickness is to command the demon that is holding the person bound to leave. Many of those issues are witchcraft and activity. But witchcraft is nothing before the power of Jesus. I have seen the power of witchcraft messed up. It's not anything. They are not as powerful as I thought. That's why they won't like you to enter into God the way you are entering into God, because you can make a mess of them in a moment. Amen. Oh, watch. So, if this is true, then it means that many things that people suffer from is tied to certain environment and certain places. And because of time, we cannot overstretch this matter, because you already know. Some of you can maintain your chastity, holiness, and purity until you find yourself in a campus or you find yourself in a certain place. Suddenly you notice that you will try by all means, the thing is not working. You go back to another place, become normal. Go back here, it comes back. Then it means a prince is working. And as of that time, you have not gained advantage in the spirit. So with the first method, the first way is what? Resistance. So we began to say that these princes resist people by brute force. They try to hinder or resist what God is trying to do, and we use Daniel. The second one is manipulation. And in manipulation, we showed that it will take a demonic kind of wisdom to take men out of the path of help and deliverance, such that all Satan needed to do is to take advantage of your lack of knowledge, take advantage of your lack of strategy, take advantage of your lack of skill. And then manipulate you. There is such a thing as skill. Skill in doing spiritual things, skill. It's not just enough sometimes to pray. You need skills to engage certain matters. Amen. The third one today is accusation. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. The instrument of accusation is evidences of purported misbehaviors and trespasses. Evidences of purported misbehaviors and trespasses. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. And he showed me Joshua the high priest. Watch. Are you there with me? If you are there, say amen. We need to move fast. Okay. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And what happened? And what? Satan is standing at his right hand to resist him. Verse 2. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now you need to know the circumstances that is surrounding this experience. Obviously, this person is not a normal person. In fact, he is not just a priest, he is a high priest. That means he's chosen of God, anointed of God. In fact, he has been in a position where he has offered services and sacrifices for God and on behalf of God. Yet, Satan was able to find an occasion to be able to limit the works of God in his life and through his life. So the man that is protesting came and asked, is this not a brand that is plucked out of fire? Are you getting it? How many of you have heard people say somebody is fire brand? No. You have heard people say you are fire brand. You are the one here. So, fire brand. The question they ask, I thought this person is fire brand. Are you getting the point? I thought this person went for program and people fell under power and fire healings happened everywhere. Follow me, oh. Are you getting the point? Why is this man being accused by Satan? Yet he was mightily used of God last time. Why is this man held bound by Satan? Yet he fasted for 3 days. He prayed for 12 hours. Watch, let me show you why. So they are asking a question because this is a contradiction that a brand that is plucked out of the fire is still subject to certain limitations and accusations from Satan. For the fact that you are a brand out of fire should make some things not happen in your life. No be so. Let me show you. Verse 3. And Joshua was what? I didn't hear you. Let's read number 3 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it the second time, everybody. So, what is the challenge here? Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. And as I've taught you people in priesthood, that the fundamental need in priesthood is garment. In fact, the access you have to layers of ministries in priesthood is dependent on the garment that you wear. I need you to know that there are places you stand in service, even as a priest. Huh? It's not just, aside from the different dimensions and layers of the tabernacle, there are still layers even in those dimensions. For example, according to the tabernacle of Moses, one of the things we understand is that there is an outer court, there is the holy place, and there is the holy of holies. I mean, even in the holy place, there are layers to encounter. There are many things to encounter in the holy place. In the old covenant, that is where you encounter the altar of incense, the holy place. In the same place, that's where you encounter the bread of the presence. Are you with me? That means even in the holy place, are you with me? There are layers. Yeah, even just in the holy place. That is aside the fact that there is different chambers, the outer court, the holy place, and the holiest of all. Then when you enter the holiest of all, there are too many things in the holiest of all. That's where you encounter the Ark of the Covenant. Inside of it is in the old covenant, the only thing that was inside the Ark is just the tablets of testimony. But by the time we came into the new covenant, we saw the manna that is inside, and Aaron's rod that budded. What is that thing representing? Aaron's rod that budded. Huh? Who can help me? What? Somebody find mic for them. It's just that I want to be fast. But I want you to understand some of these few things. Find mic for her. What do you say? Post priesthood, no. Who will help me? Who will help me? Justice. What does it mean? Victoria, what does it mean? You're actually almost there. I will give you 50%. You try. So who will help him and finish this one? He got it by saying the rod is power. And because the rod is alive, what does he mean? Let me help you to answer the question. The rod is a stick, a dry stick. But when he entered the presence, he budded. So what does it mean for a dry stick to bud? Eh? Resurrection power. Are you with me? The rod there represents what? Resurrection power. So you were able to get it when you said that it is something that is alive. I was now thinking you will now go further and tell us what does it mean to be alive. It's for something to resurrect. Are you with me? So, but this is the content of the ark in the new covenant. Huh? It was not. In fact, by the time you get into the new covenant, the altar of incense is no more in the holy place. It has entered the holiest of all. So now these are not my. If you enter the holy, many things, the cherubims that overlay, all kinds of stuff you will see there. Then the mercy seat. Jesus. That is why once you appear there, there is a place you get in communion. There is depth in fellowship with God. There is a place you get. The cherubs will spread their wings. That's where, if you have not learned how to experience that dimension, you start feeling goose pimple in your body. No, be so. If you see angels that, if you encounter angels that came fresh from the presence, that's how they will make you feel. Amen. No? Now, all these things represent many things, and they represent layers of encounter and layers of experiences that is captured in the holiest of all. There are more that is captured in the holy place. There are much more that is captured in the outer court. For example, there are, I think, 5 or 6 major offerings that is in the outer court. If you bring it in the new covenant, all those sacrifices and things taking place in the outer court is representative of all the things that Jesus did for you. By the time you get to the holy place, you start learning how to appropriate what Jesus did for you. But in the outer court, you don't have anything to do. That is where you have the sin offering, the burnt offering, the heave offering, the wave offering, all those kind of offering. Are you with me? That has to deal with the man and deal with what the man has committed. Amen. Oh. Guess what? Each of the offering is representative of an experience in God. That means that if there are 5 offerings, there are 5 recommended layers of experience you need to have, even in the outer court. Are you with me? I'm just trying to show you something. That when you enter a court, a layer, even in the layout of the tabernacle, that there are still many things to experience. Are you with me? Now, imagine this man now.
He is a man that is conversant with appearing in the holiest of all. So what Satan did was to get him to appear with filthy garments. And as I told you, the passport you need to appear in those layers is the garment that you wear. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
You see why I explain this thing, heave offering, dimensions in the holy place, holiest of all, is to show you that for any plane that you appear, for every experience you are about to have or you are having in the layout of the tabernacle, there is a garment, priestly garment, that is required. I don't have time. It's just that maybe one of these days, if we start teaching priesthood, we teach priesthood extensively, maybe for one complete month. One of the things we understand is that the garment of the priest in the outer court is not the same thing with the garment of the priest in the holy place, and it's not the same thing with the garment of the priest in the holiest of all. The garment is different. There are certain differences. By the time the priest appears in the holiest of all, he carries a crown on his turban. You will see when we finish reading here, that crown was put upon the head of Joshua. He said, put upon him a fair mitre as a proof that he has recovered the kingly dimension of his priesthood. That is what Satan robs you of. If you live a life that is not pure, that Satan can find occasion and things to accuse you of, it means that the layer of authority has been compromised. That crown is a proof of the layer of authority you have as a priest. So those people, they will gather and be praying. Like a young man sent me something today, and he's telling me to intervene in their campus. There are many campus fellowships presidents are being found in different corners committing fornication with their members. And when they come, they will, if you see the way they will teach and do many things, don't be moved by that. So when those people gather and they, imagine they gather and say, we want to take photo, Satan will rise up like this and accuse them and bring them down, because on their head is no mitre. As a representative of the authority of God that is exuding, manifesting from their priesthood. A priesthood has authority. Priesthood has authority. And when men are mantled with turbans and crowns, when they appear, the business they are doing, we have a governmental effect in the territory. So when Satan has a way of making a man to come in to that place with a garment that is spotted, with a garment that is not commensurate with the layer of priesthood that you are about to perform, I need you to know that dependent on the matter, dependent on the situation, sometimes we have to increase the measure of our priesthood so that we'll be able to counter what Satan is doing in your family and in the territory. And if it is true, then a fresh turban. Some of you have heard me sometimes as I'm praying. We'll be praying and doing impartation, and I will tell some people, I see a crown on your head. Crown, crown. It means that there is a layer of authority to confirm your priesthood. But before crown is garment. Before crown is what? Garment. Did you remember Jesus? There is a feast that was called. My brother, they called the feast, and a man appeared there. When he appeared, they checked his garment. Simply because he wasn't wearing good garment. You know what I thought? I thought they would just chase him out and say, go out of this meeting. That's not what they did. The scripture said, arrest him. It's after me, arrest him. They arrested him like this. He said, put him in outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I said, Now, be just garment. Now, nowhere. Elijah, just garment. Shebi, if you don't wear garment, they chase you out. But if you don't wear garment, you pay for it. You pay. These are the things Satan know you don't know. Sometimes, many young men, many young ministers have suffered in their walk with God because of this thing I'm telling you. They appeared in the spirit to do business in places that they don't have license. And what it takes as license in that realm is the requisite gap. That is why sometimes God will be putting pressure on you to make progress in the layer of purity and holiness, experiential dimension that is at work in your life. Because that is what it takes for you to operate in this layer of priesthood. Are you getting the point? But the person feels, the view is nothing. When I finish, I will ask God for forgiveness. When I'm through, I will ask God, God will forgive me. You are a foolish person. Now, you are not just foolish because of the fact that you ignore the things that is written in the scripture, but because you are just joking with your life and your ministry and your calling and your family. And I told you people before that your failure is not just your failure. A man that refuses, see, every man on earth must be a success. It's not, you see, if success is not optional. What is the issue now is good success. The success after the ordination of God for your life. Because when a man doesn't succeed, it is a proof you are both selfish and wicked. Let me tell you. Because success is not about you. Sometimes the proof of your success is not so much about what you have acquired, but the impact that men had, the impact in the lives of men, that is the proof of your success. Are you getting the point? So imagine if you didn't succeed, many people will die, many people won't go to school, many people will stay in bondage, many people will be held bound by Satan. Religious will be crying, just like when Jesus appeared. He said in the city of Zebulun, Naphtali, the way by the sea, the people that sat in darkness have seen what? A great light. And the people that lives in the region of the dead have light sprung up for. So on that basis, men that have stayed bound by Satan, one day they will cry out, today is the salvation of God, just because you arose. Imagine if you stayed in your weakness and stayed in your comfort, then a generation will be bound. It is a proof you are selfish. And in extension, it's a proof that you are wicked. Because compassion is not just feeling for people. It's feeling for people and being moved based on that feeling to do something about their predicament and situation. So a man doesn't have compassion if he is not moved to do something about the situation. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Oh my God. Oh my God. God, you are about to have I've been able to lay the foundations behind the accusation that Satan is bringing. So sometimes you wake up and you want to shake something. You notice that as you are saying it, the worst is not even passing the ceiling. How many of you has happened to you before? Something is happening like this and you rose up. Educate. Have you not tried it? I wanted to shout. As you are shouting, you just know, you know the past ceiling. The thing, you just be bouncing on the roof and coming down. Bouncing, coming back. Bouncing, coming back. Your garment is not good. There is something wrong with your garment. Either you are not wearing the required garment or you are wearing filthy garments. And on that account, the authority that should back up your priesthood and the words and declarations is robbed. You are robbed of that authority. In fact, now let me tell you. Satan doesn't have a place for the new believer, new creature. Actually, the only place he has in your life is the one you gave him. You know, people say that once you are born again, whatever you are doing, Satan doesn't come. He has been defeated. His accusation has been dealt with. Yes, as long as you don't give him a place. I can show you from the scripture. The Bible said, give no what room for the devil. All the devil needs is standing space. See after me, standing. Once he can find standing space, it's over. He has experience in this thing. So what people don't know is that even though that they have not allowed Satan in a profound manner in their life, they are giving him standing space. And then your priesthood is being weakened. Satan will rise in accusation and say, this person you have, that's what is happening. This is the fundamental challenge with the priesthood in Nigeria. Men that is engaged in priesthood, but their garments are spoiled, their garments are weak, their lifestyle is not commensurate with what they are expecting God to intervene upon. Or what do you think? Some of the people you are praying for or against or for God to do something, some of them are living better lives than even the people praying. You gather all the believers together, half of them are into one vice or another. Half of them is into one evil or another. In fact, it has reached to a point now where they don't count it as evil. I was reading something somewhere, and a pastor was doing counseling. He was settling case for two people, a lady and a guy. What is the issue? The both of them are cohabiting. They are living together. They are living together. I said, what? The pastor is settling case for them. You know what he was telling them? That you should be contributing money to run this. I don't know what they are running anyway. They should contribute money to run Brotel, because that's what they are doing. And pastor knows, collects tight, blesses them and settles matter for them. And then one day in the morning, they will wake up and say, let's pray against coronavirus. That's why when we come here to pray, I will tell you people, pray. Don't assume everybody is praying. Some of those prayer and the things that is chaff. It has no weight in the spirit. A prince can stand like this and reduce the impact of all those prayers, because the garments are soiled. Even though we are called by nature, by ordination, to function in the office of the priest, but the required garment, the regalia. When a king appears, one of the first things that will make impact on you is his regalia. When you see men in the spirit, this is not how we are in the spirit. When you see us in the first impact on your life is the regalia that we carry. My heart burns now, my God. The regalia that we carry is a testimony of the realm that we operate from. The authority that backs up the ministry that we do is the regalia that we carry. And princes can look at us from far and know that these men that appeared now, they are men of authority. They have standing in God and with God to bring intervention, to bring rescue, to bring help. But they look at you as you are shouting the name of Jesus. They even say, even you too. People are shouting, even you too are shouting. It's a disgrace. It's something we should be ashamed of, that a New Testament believer is still subject to what they are subject to in the Old Covenant. Because everything that makes for holiness has been provided for in the New Covenant. Before, they tried to meet up. This time around, God gave you something. And he's telling that thing to catch up with you. So the infrastructure it takes to meet up with the standard of God is not outside, it's inside. Such that what it takes most times is to fellowship and look at the instructions and the leadings of the spirit within. And then you'll be molded into a different man. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and he will tell you, stop calling that person. Now, when he says stop calling that person, the impact will not be obvious in the immediate. He has seen in the next 3 weeks that if you continue this kind of thing, you will fall prey to immorality. But you say, what is in a call? Hello, babe. Hello. You are a fool. The angels around, they'll be saying, oh, you fool. Oh, you fool. Oh, you fool. Oh, you fool. But now you think you are strong. Sometimes you wake up and the Holy Ghost will tell you, don't watch movie for 2 weeks. You say, but there is nothing bad in movie. There is no lewd content. There is no immorality. There is no explicit content in it. Now, let me tell you. Though certain movies on its own might not contain those things, but they can speak it in words. That's one. Number two, you don't know who produced the movie, who cooked the movie. I want to ask you, if you bring a 5 minutes clip and you just laugh, small laughter that is in it, watch you. He's the one that laughed for 5 minutes, recorded it. Then I laughed for 5 minutes and you recorded it. Is it the same? If you listen to my own, you don't know who owns it. You will feel like praying. Is laugh? They are laughing in it. If you think I'm joking, I will just laugh here. I will laugh for 3 minutes. If I laugh for 3 minutes, the power of God will feel here. Because for a spiritual man, everything is a weapon. And we are not the first. People like Papa Hagin have done it. He will come in a meeting and be laughing. And people will laugh away cancer. Laugh away all kinds. Laugh and get out of the wheelchair. What is in dancing? Dr. Paul Enesha was in a service and he was dancing. That way he used to do his thing. One day anointing came on me and I danced like that. The anointing left. I have not succeeded in doing it again. The man was dancing. Hey, make I know for. So as the man was dancing, a crippled person was watching him dancing. Crippled, can't walk. Before you know it, the legs started shaking and the person stood up and walked. What is in dancing? For a spiritual man, everything is a weapon. Now, this is my point. If an occultist produced a movie, produced something, you don't know who produced it, and all they are doing here is Teletubbies, Telemundo, what is this children, this thing? Cartoon and all those things. But it's a demonic and occultic people. They know the way to factor in the layers of their spirit into that. Such that by the time you are through, you'll be looking at something. There is something, nothing bad in it, but something lashed in your heart. I'm telling you, I know what I'm telling you. You better listen to me. Then nothing will happen. That thing will start growing. Then after 2 weeks, it will blossom and it will call upon the elder brother. You know the elder brother? The other brother is the king in charge of that kind of malpractice in the spirit. And by that time you will notice, since when did I become this weak? Since when did I become this vulnerable to this kind of thing? But you didn't know when the Holy Ghost came, walking from inside, trying to work out holiness and purity in you. He instructed you, gave you small instruction. Don't watch this movie. But you checked it, there is nothing bad in it. As a matter of fact, there is nothing bad in watching movie. I'm trying to tell you that the workings of the spirit in an attempt to work out holiness, specifically in your life, will enter a point where he'll be giving you specific instruction based on the fact that he understands the whole layout, the whole nature of your personality, the challenges that you are facing. Remember what the scripture said. The scripture said we don't have a high priest that is not touched with our infirmities. That means that when Jesus, by the ministry of the Spirit, comes inside your heart, as you pray and seek help, one of the things he does is to do analysis. There is a teaching I've been trying to, I have it down, but I've not succeeded in teaching it since last year. One day I will teach it. The anatomy of infirmities. By the time I teach it, you will now know that an average man is full of infirmities. It's a bag of infirmities. One of the pure lessons we learn from it is how to access help dependent on the matter that you are passing through. There is a protocol to access help dependent on the matter. It is not all commas affair, and it's not one answer for all. Dependent on the matter, you have to understand the protocol that administers help in this matter. Now, are you with me? And most times this kind of help in its administration is organic. Now, when you pray for help, many things, it seems as if it's just normal principles, but by the time there is administration, there is release, there is activation, then it is organic. And if it is organic, the Holy Spirit have to trace, as you begin to yield to him, the specific measure, dimension, layer of weakness. That's why some people will come and tell me they are suffering masturbation addiction. I will first of all do analysis, diagnosis. I will ask the person for how long. There are people that just started 2 years ago, 1 year ago. There are people that have done it for 7 years. They are not the same. Then the person that have done it for 5 years or more is no more a normal person. The person is a distributor. The person is an agent. As of that, whether you believe or not, once you are engaged in a sinful lifestyle for prolonged season in your life, you are not normal again. You are even if you pray in tongues, you are a vehicle, you are an agent of Satan. Yes. If somebody that is a chronic liar stays around you, even if he prays in tongues, one of the things you will notice is that many people start, are you with me? Oh, maybe let me leave this thing. This thing I'm telling you, I'm saving your life. If somebody that is a chronic thief stays around you before some we start collecting things. Because what he's doing, what is happening there is beyond persons. Somebody that has interacted with a spirit long enough that he has become a vessel, a conduit of that reality. So when he appears, princes take advantage of his presence to appear in a place. I told you people that there are demons in, there are demons with. It's not the same. There are demons that follow people about. This kind of spirits, they follow people about. Because of the layer of weakness that they have pampered in their life. They pampered it for long. And because of that, it becomes a gate where princes have stood upon to have people. Meanwhile, in many cases, these people themselves don't know that they are agents of Satan. It is better for Satan like that. Because if all his agents are people we know, we can easily know, then it will be easy for us to deal with them. So he puts, even him has undercover agents. Pray for 1 minute. Say, Jesus, help me, help, help me. You are not praying. You are not praying. Tell him to help you. Tell him to help you. Tell him, be sincere. Siambrata bahatakal. Rete besosonamante brakapatala. Ataila. Reto kasosamandele. Rada paparahata kastapatamantal. Raga patabarianta badakapenanta. Ask him to shed you of garments that is not given to you by God. Many of you are wearing filthy garments. We are wearing lying garments. We are wearing immoral garments. You are praying in tongues and fasting, but you have a clothing given to you by Satan. You can't help yourself. You bear tales, gossips. You are wearing gossip like a garment. You are wearing bitterness, unforgiveness, like a garment. You have allowed for in your life 5 to 7 years, and you have suddenly become a gate for demonic activity. And then when you appear amongst the saints, princes will take advantage of your weakness and begin to affect the corporate alignment. There is somebody here that is not praying. I am waiting for you to pray. Watch the preceding verses. Let's move. Verse 4. Watch. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away what? I didn't hear you. Take away what? It is not possible for us to proceed except the filthy garments are taken away. The filthy garments has to be taken away. Sometimes I wonder why a believer will be willing to settle for less. Continue giving excuses for your weakness. Continue giving excuses for many things. Now, I'm not trying to say you have been able to do everything, but there is something about a man that is continuously laying hold on what it takes to defeat all of his weakness. That kind of man, help is never far from him or her. Help is never far. God knows. God knows you are seeking him. And one day you can appear in a meeting like this, and he will take away a pain of 10 years. Take away weakness of 10 years. He will take it away. Because he knows the desperation that is in your heart. Of course, sometimes Satan can even deceive you and tell you that, oh boy, you know, go work for you. You go work, you know, go. Your own has passed help. On that level, Satan is a liar. as long as we are still here, the Holy Ghost is still here, there is nobody that has passed help. We can help people not because of ourselves, but because the Holy Spirit is still around. Because the blood of Jesus is still around. Because the cross is still available. Say after me, the cross is still available. This is the week of the Passover now. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. For me. Ah, yeah. On the hill, on the cross, there is blood for me. For me. There are two things for you. On the hill, there is a cross. One. On the cross, there is blood. Two. For me. Make it personal. Put your hands on your heart. For me. Is a prayer. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood. For me. For me. On the hill, there is a on the cross, there is blood for me. For me. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for the fountain that never runs dry. For me. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. For me. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. Let's sing it together one more time. For me. On the hill. There is blood for me. It's a prayer, meaning deeply. For me. Let's sing it, let's sing it. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. For me. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. For me. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. For me. In Jesus' name. My guy has spoiled everything. Okay. So God will do a great work in your life today in the name of Jesus. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have crossed thy iniquity to what? Pass from thee. And I will clothe thee with what? A change of raiment. So first thing happens, your raiment will be taken away, and then a fresh raiment will be given to you. Verse 5. And I said, let them set a fair mitre or turban upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Verse 6. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that what? Who are these that stand by?
These are princes. Men are called. Everybody here is angel, Lord, angel, Lord. So a man was summoned to appear before this plane. And he said, me, I want to give you a seat. So that you will be among the people that if they talk, they respect your word. Not just men. They respect your word in the spirit. You see, many people speaking, their word doesn't have weight in the spirit. Your word have weight in the spirit doesn't, is not so much about anointing. It's about the fact that you have yielded yourself to the demands of God upon your life. And on that basis, authority has been accorded to you. Amen. Let's quickly move to the next one. The next one is covering caste. Covering caste. Now, remember what we are doing here is the methods of oppression, the operational dimensions of territorial princes. Are you with me? So the first one we said is what? The first one is what? Number two is what? Number three is what? Then this number four is covering caste. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7. The instrument of covering caste is the institutionalization of darkness and evil by sustained subversion of God's universal and moral laws. Let me say it again. You need to write it down. The instrument of the covering caste is the institutionalization of darkness and evil by sustained subversion of God's universal moral laws. Do I need to go again, sister? Have you written it? Let me see your notes. Somebody find mic for that, my sister. The first sister, the first damsel at the back. Her name of Tahas. Okay, the instrument of covering caste is the institutionalization of darkness and evil by or through the means of sustained subversion of God's universal laws, universal or moral laws, universal or moral laws, universal or moral laws. So you have written it, right? Give Aaron, give Chukwuna to read.
Praise God.
No, sit down, you are chairman. Uh-huh.
The instrument of the covering caste is the institutionalization of darkness and evil by sustained subversion of God's universal or moral laws.
Great. That is exactly what it's simple. So what happens here is what brings covering caste is that Satan institutionalizes something by reason of sustained evil. I will give you an example very soon. The greatest example of a covering caste as a result of the oppression of princes in a territory is, if you go to, I heard there is a location in California, in US. Sorry, if you are listening to me from US or you listen to me from US, thank God I'm in Africa, I can say this. I heard there are places if you go to, if you don't wed people, they take, if you don't wed man and man, they take you to court. If you don't wed woman and woman, they will take you to court. Why? It has now become part of their institution such that they have even included some of those their practices as part of their laws. Is it not true? So when iniquity and sin, when darkness and evil have somehow by sustained oppression, sustained manifestation become part of our laws, it will produce a covering caste in the territory. This is how princes work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For people in campuses, some of the ways this thing happens is that cultists will kill and kill and kill and kill and kill and kill. And then I heard there is one campus in Imo State, in Owerri. The campus in Owerri, no matter what you do, they don't. If I say this thing now, some people will know the campus I'm talking about. They don't have hostel. The school didn't build hostel for them. It's only lodges that they have. Right, some people know where I'm talking about. Thank God, some people don't know. If you go there, cultism has risen to a point that it has become, is like an institution. You can't come there and say you are neutral. There is nothing like neutral. You must pledge allegiance to a throne. Are you getting the point now? And over the territory is a covering caste, so that Satan can wake up any day and choose to kill people, choose to put fear, he's in charge. How did he get there? There is sustained subversion of God's laws. Now remember, the laws we are talking about is both moral laws and universal laws. Huh? Man is not supposed to marry man, sleep with man. When a man starts having sex and sleeping with man, you are subverting a universal law. You are subverting a moral law at the same time. The implication of that is that if it is sustained over a period of time, then it will give a prince the capacity to bring a caste over the place. And dependent on how much the person have done that, if it is sustained over time, that kind of caste, the person can carry it around. Just like if I appear here now, whether you like to pray or not, something will be doing you pray. Something will be doing. I will tell you, how many of you have told you, don't fast, don't fast, don't fast. And as I'm saying don't fast, something in you is telling you to fast. That my don't fast means fast. How many of you? Maybe there can be at least two people. Huh? I will tell you, sister, don't disturb yourself. Be eating. And it will seem as if I'm telling you to eat. That I'm not taking you serious. I'll tell you, if I come and tell you, take it easy. See, that means I have reason that God takes occasion by my physical presence. Are you with me? To cast a shadow of the presence of God. The same way, Satan can, princes can take occasion of the physical presence of men and cast a shadow of demonic presence. That demonic presence and shadow that is cast is what we call the covering cast. Listen, and any man or person that is found within the ambience that has not risen to a point in God that he has something sufficient to counter that kind of cast, is subject to it. Are you with me? You are not with me. This is the, if we can demystify this, this is the cause of the 50% of the problem in families. The covering caste. Darkness was institutionalized in your lineage at one point or the other. They killed people. They served idols. They did all kinds of things. And in serving idols, one of the ways for the altar of an idol to be powerful is that the more the person has, the priesthood has risen to the point that he can subvert any law. What made God turn when he was about to deal with the Moabites? A man, his first son, are you with me? Went to the war and slew him. Who taught these men these laws? This kind of teaching cannot come except fallen angels teach you. Princes operating in heavenly places. Are you with me? As I taught you the battles, one of the things you understand by the warfare that started before you were born is that even though man fell into sin, I've said it before, that man still need to be educated in his sinful nature. That is why there are people that even though, are you with me? Even though they are not born again, but they are naturally good people. Is it not true? There are people that are born again that they are bad people. Even you know you are a bad person. That is why we have the need for transformation in those people's life is much. And these are the kinds of life that people that are not born again will see and say, if born again is like this, me, I'm like this, there is no need for me being born again now. Because
based on lifestyle, I'm better than you. What you don't know is that the measure of teaching in evil and iniquity that men experience before they encounter Christ varies. Just like when you come into life, when you are born again, have you noticed that, don't you have the life of God in you? You have the Holy Ghost, you speak in tongues. So more or less anything, everything I have, you have it. But did you notice something? What is the difference between me and you? The teaching in that life, in my own context, has gone deeper. Is it not true? Yes, the same thing. And because of the fact that it has gone deeper, the evidence of the spirit I have interacted with is in my life. It's upon my life. So the more you go deeper in that teaching, the evidence of the education of that spirit will be rife in your life. The same way in darkness. The more people get into iniquity and they are taught by fallen angels. Who taught men how to kill twins? Who taught them? Somebody just woke up and decided to kill twins. You have not taught. What is the name of that man? Huh? No, the man that Bakassi people caught that time. Huh? Edinov, that used to pound children with pestle. Who taught? By what spirit are these men educated? Do you know the power of innocence in the spirit? I need to tell you that, dependent on the purity and the kind of life, every life is worth much, but every life is not worth the same. Yes. By the time you begin to count, you find out that there is such a thing as innocent lives. Even though there is something higher than innocence. Can you tell me what is higher than innocence? Righteousness. So, a righteous man is far higher than an innocent man. Are you with me? Now, this is my point. There is, when a man subverts that law, because of that thing he did, he took advantage of the energy that will be released from the realm of the spirit as a reason of the fact that he subverted a law. Because when you do such, an advantage, an evil advantage is accorded you. Are you with me? This is what happened. Those spirits need that kind of activity to operate. So they will come and deceive you and tell you that this is what we will offer you if you begin to serve us in this way. Are you getting the point? So a man offers innocent children and then he has much power, even political power. Are you getting the point? Now what you don't know is that by that offering, are you with me? You have subverted the law of God and offered a license for a fallen being, a prince, to come forth legally by the priesthood of man into the territory and camp. Are you now seeing the point? So by the time election is through, it might be that the spirit that you sacrificed to and took advantage of his spiritual powers to gain advantage over your competitors is a violent spirit. Are you seeing the point? Blood-sucking demons. By the time you have won election and you are through, they can't go back. They will possess killer headsmen, possess kidnappers. Are you with me? Possess armed robbers, possess cultists, because those bloods must be shed. The spirit can't just go back like that, because by priesthood and the salvation, sustained salvation, there are some people that have done that consecutively for the past 10 years, 20 years. Yes. And because of that, a caste in the minimum is over that person's family. And then you rose and you say you are born again. Are you now seeing the point? Let me read the scripture as we advance. We have 15 more minutes and we pray. We need to pray. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7. Matthew chapter 4, verse 14. There was a story, a short story that was told about Lester Sumrall. How many of you have heard that story? About Lester Sumrall. They said an intercessor was in a city, and the intercessor was praying, but darkness
covered. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What did I say? Somebody get mic for her. What did I say? Rush. Who was that? What's the name of the man I'm talking about? Wait. Okay. I won't catch you now. I will still come back. I will be back. Amen. So the intercessor was praying, oh God, let the darkness break, let light shine forth, and all that, and all that. Because the light, the darkness that was in the territory covered everywhere, covered even the intercessor. Just like we saw in one campus. I don't know why God is showing us campuses. So. You know, some people, they just arise and they are doing things in campuses. They don't understand the shape of the territory. Your victory, your effectiveness is dependent on how much God has shown you. And it is not just that it brings effectiveness, it also brings authority. We saw a campus and we saw a cave where people are bound with chains. And we looked at them, their name were intercessors. Intercessors were bound inside the cave with darkness. And they were looking for ways to free themselves, they could not. Until we entered there and opened the door. Even while we were telling them to come out, they refused to come out because they are used to their ways. And they are insisting that their way must work. Only one or two came out. We are pleading that God will have mercy on that campus. And very soon we will see what we can do for some of those campuses. Because the burdens and the things God is showing us about them is much. For some of us, we know what it takes. It takes a lot. If it doesn't take a lot, some of you young people, you would have done some. You know what they are trying to do in Futo? Many people are doing, but yet, the demons of Obinze, no be Obinze. The demons of what's in the other village? Huh? Ihagwa. The demons of which? Eziobodo, the demons of Eziobodo. There is another demon, Umbuchima. Ah, you know what I'm saying. How can a campus be divided by a river? And some of you are normal in that campus. Ha! A campus is divided by a river. Many people entered there normal and went left possessed. Many people entered saying they were praying, you know, pressing into God. They became mad. I'm sure if I ask you, if you check, you will see one or two people that ran mad. They are no more in their senses. But they were intercessors. Not be so. So when the intercessor was praying, suddenly Lester Somra entered the city. Huh? Let's assume it's somebody like Joshua. And then Joshua came in and he was entering into the city. The proclamation in the spirit is, let there be light. Say after me, let there be light. The presence of Lester Somra in that city dissipated the darkness such that the intercessor now said, oh God, thank you for answering my prayer. And God said, no, it's not your prayer I answer. My son Lester Somra is in the city. Can Jesus boast with you? I have a body. Why not pray for 30 seconds? Say, use me like this, you know? Use me like this. Is it only headache? Headache is good, though. Thank you for the headache, oh, but thank you for one or two souls, but something. A dog. Make you use us like this now. 30 seconds. Destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that spread over all nations. one of the impacts of the covering caste is that it limits the potentials of the people. I need you to know that your potentials and your capacities will not benefit a people that have not seen it. Covering caste. Covering caste can come over all the southeast. And there is no anointed ministers, mighty men of God, holy men of God, all kinds of things. They can be in the east, but their voice will not be loud in the nations. You will just see one or two people. Huh? Is a covering caste. Is a work of territorial princes that had advantage based on the pact that we are cut with them in seasons past. And moral laws we are subverted for sustained period of time, and then the spirit now took over the territory. When you see nations in most instances in the scripture just simply depicts people. So this covering caste is over what? People. It's over people. If you bring it down to families, some people won't make it. They are struggling, laboring, hustling. Nobody say you know the hustle. Huh? I want to ask you, in your own opinion, based on how hard, the way your life should have been, is this the best your life should have been? Are you the only one it is happening to in your family? A covering caste can come upon a family, and once, check it, once anybody is doing well, once they are 40 years, go and ask your father when his trouble started. Have you found out his age? About how old is he now? Is he up to 50? 50, 60 something, Abi? Oh, wapu wali is your no wine. Even na ha well. Oh, wapu wonya is your no wine. Bruce, who don't want you mad. Sorry, I just have to say this in Igbo language, Harry, so that a dog, the burden is much. So I just have to use Igbo language because the burden is much. Even you, as I said it, you realize the burden is much. And they will marry the woman into suffering. I catch you here. I'm watching some of these young guys come and marry and tell me you want to suffer together with the person. If I catch you, suffer with who? But labor for yourself. I'm watching some people. They are not praying. They are not doing anything. They are not trying to break out from some things. They want to go and grab somebody's daughter and suffer the person. Not on my watch. You better start praying now. Some of you have checked, as you are talking to me, I checked and I saw some of the things hindering your parents, they are still around. And you are hanging around thinking that a magic will happen and something will change. No, you have to stand up and be deliberate. And then some of those things will begin to. That's how they do. When the person labor is not working by 38, 40, they will tell you, man, no wine, all if in metal. So that the man's achievement. The man's achievement is to marry. May your achievement not be to marry. Marriage is not your destiny. I keep saying it. I've said it for 10 years and I'm not wrong. Marriage is not your destiny. It's just, if it's correct, it's just a means to achieve your destiny. That is why, the reason why we look for the will of God is because it is a path leading somewhere. If it's something on its own, then there is no need looking for the will of God. But it has to line up with something superior that God is doing. Is it not true? Marry somebody's daughter and come and be telling him, I will catch you. Be producing rhyme for him. For her. What I call Dunjoduma. Aikona Beres Zabahat Garianto Kaba. Anyway, Amen. Amen. As a sister, be praying too. There is a way you will pray. God will go and put pressure on the person. Sometimes, some of the reason why some people have not married is not because your husband is not ready. The husband is not there. It's because the person has not entered the level of freedom that will allow you in that marriage to express your corporate destiny. So God will postpone it a little, so that the person will realize the burden and then labor into what we call rest. There is rest in destiny. When a man enters his rest, all he needs to do is just to keep doing what you are doing. There is a place you enter. You just know the way this person is now. All the person needs to just be doing this thing you are doing. You have entered rest. That is what is rest. Rest is not to stop working. Spiritual rest is not to stop working. Spiritual rest is that you have entered a place where you have gained alignment in the critical issues of your life, and all you need is just to build, continue building on what you are doing. You are not bothered on, am I correct in this? Is this one? No. The important parts are together now. So what do? You start running. At that point, you need speed. Say after me, speed. But you have heard me say that the man that doesn't have direction doesn't need speed. It is counterproductive to be on speed in the wrong direction. It is not just that it is bad, it is counterproductive. It's even better to be stagnated than to retrogress. Retrogression and stagnation are not exactly the same. Stagnation is that you are standing one place, you are not moving. Retrogression is that you are going backwards. So pray, if you are a damsel, may God put pressure on the man. You will notice that sometimes after 2 years, God will now tell you that he is this man. You will be wondering, but I've been around the person for long. Why didn't God speak since? I've been saying, God, who is the person? I don't want to go there. Some people like me to continue on this, but I will not continue. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm a sander. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. So I have explained to you the oppressions of this demon. When people get sustained in iniquity, then it will be institutionalized. So in your family, they will tell you that, in your village or your family, they tell you, this is how we do it. I want to ask, this is how we do it. Who is the first person that started? You have not asked question. This is how we, who is doing it like that? It's a fellowship of demons and spirits. And that is how they perpetuate their activity. Are you with me? They have brought it into the institution. The traditional institution. The family institution. That is how covering caste comes upon a nation. They bring it inside the entertainment institution. Bring it into the educational institution. Are you with me? Even bring it into the church institution. There are many people that run churches taking cues from the 48 laws of power. You know what is 48 laws of power? The simplest one. Have you read it? I know you have read it. I know. All motivational speakers have read it. Precious, have you not read it? I think that's one of the first books you will read as a motivational speaker. I don't know. I've not read it. I've seen the cover. But they will tell you, if these two people are under you, and they are fighting, don't settle the issue with them. What you do, you come this side. Support this person. Come this side, support this person. So that this person will tell you about this person, and this person will tell you about this person. So then you will be in charge of the two of them. This law, it actually works. Is a subversion of universal laws of God. When I say moral laws and universal laws, sorry I did not explain it. Moral laws are the laws that are captured in brief in the Ten Commandments. They are called what? Moral laws. Moral laws like, don't commit adultery. Are you seeing it? Don't kill. When you say don't kill, why is it that Satan is interested in killing? Don't steal. The Bible said, what was his job? In the book of John chapter 10. To steal what? To kill and to what? Destroy. So he will subvert many moral laws. Have you not noticed? When the covering cast, in fact, one of the proof that revival has become territorial is when the covering cast influencing the lifestyle of people in a territory has been broken. That's why some people think revival is... There is no revival without warfare. In fact, revival is warfare. Forget the manifestation. Manifestation is what people see. Sometimes I will come to a meeting and say, come and take it, come and take it. My brother, it's after we have war. Sometimes I used to come here and some demons will say, come and preach, let me see. They will sit like this and be fighting. And now we have cleared everywhere to the point that certain all kinds of angels are permanently stationed here. Did you not notice? Try and pray here and pray other place. Lead prayer here. Where is Budoza? You have led prayer somewhere else. And you have led here. Is there any difference? There are some places you go to lead prayer. You pray for 3 hours. Nothing happened. But you come here. Any small thing. Before 10 minutes. Everybody is now. There are prayer angels. All kinds of things everywhere. Matthew chapter 4 verse 14. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the regions of death, light is sprung up. Let me see the next verse. Okay. Now, go back. The people which sat where? I didn't hear you. The people which sat where? I didn't hear you. You are not getting the point. The people which sat where? You have heard my story. My father sent me to pastor a branch church. It's not too far from here. And I went there. Every morning. Of course I'm fasting. I've always been fasting. What's the most you have fasted in your life? 6 or 6? You have not started living. When did you fast the 6 or 6? It's even when he came here. What have you been doing? The man has not started living. Let's check. When you fast 100 days, come back. Let's find out. Look at the way he's looking at me. You know, because I say 100 days. I will not tell you to do what I've not done. I have stopped counting the number of days I've fasted. No. I've stopped counting. Do you know how many I fasted last year? Whatever you think is what I fasted. Whatever you think. It has become normal to me. People don't just appear. Some things don't just change. You have to stand up. I'm not always like this. It is those kind of brutal fasting and prayer that changed me into a warrior. Somebody brutal. It's not just about the time you are pampering yourself. They touch you, say you are taking drugs. Since last year, all the time he'll be manufacturing sicknesses and drugs. So he came and told me, should he be eating? I said, be eating now. What do you want me to say? I should tell you not to eat.
Tomorrow morning, they'll be telling me, let's be buying beans and plantain for him. And then bacon and egg with tea in the morning, so that your destiny will sleep with you. Amen. Oh. Amen. Oh. So you have to fast for long for some things to happen. Fast for long for you to break out from the control of darkness. It is my desire that men will rise amidst us and bring corporate dimension of the presence of God in every place that God has brought them. In the same way, when you sustain spiritual activity for a period of time, giving yourself to the laws and government of God, the same way, you will bring a cast over the territory. This time around, the cast of the presence of God. Just like demonic activity and priesthood sustained over a period of time by the fact that they yielded themselves to the subverting of God's law. When men give themselves to obedience to the laws of God, over a sustained period of time, they also create an ambience. In fact, some of them have contracts and covenants with God that generations, three generations, will continue to benefit from, simply because of how much they work with God. Because of how they work with God, their children cannot wake up and say, I won't serve God. Where you are carrying a gun like this and be doing the gun to shoot, Jesus will now appear to you and say, today, if I to do, today I've caught you. And then some people will say, all these people that are born again, I don't, all these people speaking in tongues, so my own is just to be a normal believer, man. I don't, nobody say I won't be born again, but all this jinjin, no. I just want to enjoy life. Glory to God. I don't need any pains, any stress. But your parents have some things have gone behind you. You know what God will do? He will just bring you to revival hub as an answer to your parents' prayers. And then when you stay with us 3 or 4 times, I won't say anything. We'll just leave something inside. One day you'll be praying your small prayer. And then something you do. You say, it's a lie. It's a lie. Sometimes it's a lie. I saw Ngozina when she came. She stood there, you know, that day of impartation, she stood there like this. Maybe so. I was watching her the other day as we are praying in the afternoon. Oh boy, I said, Lioness, don't appear. We don't know you. We don't know you. I would like to know you, not this one. No. I would like to shake hands with you, not this one. I would like to ride to battle with you, not this one. I would like to conquer territories with you, not this one. There is one that is yet to come. When we appear there, we will be many. We will know ourselves. But not this one. Not this one. There is one that is yet to come. When it comes, the signs will be littered everywhere. And it will be a testimony to the fact that these men have walked with God. They have yielded themselves as vessels. Vessels to the Almighty. And then, because of their yieldedness, it afforded heaven and eternity, opportunity to channel and manifest, forge their dimension. So men cannot appear in your time and say, where is God? Where? How can we do this? When you are there, your cry this night will say, not in my days. My tears have become my meat that night, like the psalmist. And my cry is that not in my days. Not in my days. As long as there is grace, we pay the price. I katelebo sata. If Jesus was willing to pay his price to the point that he died, the death of the cross. And for men that live on his accord, grace is administered unto them, such that the kind of life that he lived, they will be able to live it. All the excuses he had given has become a nonsense and nonentity, something that is not worth much when you measure it with the grace and the mercy that God has made available in Christ Jesus to power you into every plane and plane and experience, encounter that you desire in God. When a man appears before God on that day and says, I could not, God will ask you, did you take advantage of grace? Because before I sent you, I made grace available. For God in alert by the enemy unfit battleground, lift the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in alert. I will stand for God. You are not getting me, keyboardist. By the enemy, I'm faced battleground. Leave the banner of Christ, bring ye glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land. In Jesus. I'll just bring out one more point and then we close for today. The last point today is weaknesses, sicknesses, and afflictions. Write it down. Another method through which these princes manifest is what? Weaknesses, sicknesses, and what? Afflictions. How many of you have experienced it? Huh? Let's take testimony from two people. You have experienced it, raise your hand. Let me hear from you. Let me hear from Brother Chika. Let me hear from you. Get mic. Somebody be fast. After this, we are going to pray and we'll trust God to break those things now in the name of Jesus. That's why I have to mention this last one, so that from the stand you can stand. So what happened next?
Okay, the revelation I shared yesterday.
Yes.
After the revelation, there were so much prophecies and impartation after a program we had in our school.
Reduce the volume of his mic a little bit fast. Uh-huh.
After a program we had in our school, so many prophecies came during that week. Different men of God prophesied the same thing. And then I thought it was time for manifestation.
Mm.
I started doing some level of praise which I didn't have the stature to do.
Mm.
And immediately
you were so passionate.
Immediately after doing
you are
that,
so passionate for your campus. You want things to change.
Immediately after doing that, I went down sick unto death.
And such that it is sickness that it is not only one. No, be so.
Yes, sir. Four.
After me, Satan is a wicked Satan. It's not just Satan, he's a wicked one. He's a wicked Satan. That is part of the ways that Satan has destroyed many genuine ministers, young ministers of the gospel. Remember, I called out three things. Number one is what? Number two is what? Number three is what? It is not just sicknesses. You are even privileged that your own is just sicknesses. For some people, it is weaknesses. It is when you did that suddenly you became susceptible to masturbation. to greed, something that was not in you before. How many of you, this one has happened to you? You just finished and suddenly pride came. You are not like that. You are not like that. Let's interview Brother Chika. Let's find out.
Amen.
Amen.
So it happened that last year, when we began to press into God much, so I received an instruction from the Lord to fast for 6 days, 7 days or rather. So after that fasting, I began to notice that if I'm walking, it will be as if I'm fainting. I could not. It happened to me for many days, even for months. Though we kept pressing, and eventually, by the mercy of God, that one stopped. And we have had a lot of encounters and warfare. Last year, I'm a businessman. I stay at Unkwo. One of my boys brought goose to put inside the motor, and I saw the two cartons with my own very eyes. Then I was surprised when the goose came back. The customer said that he couldn't find two. He couldn't find two.
The goose you put inside by
inside the motor. We couldn't find two, and it has been happening many times. And you know,
if I should quite young.
So series of things, goose, they lost many other things, and the challenges we are having concerning the child issue. Because you know,
yes.
So all these things started happening when we began to press,
yes,
into God,
yes.
Even amongst my, there was a time we had a lot of quarrel in my family. And
this one is another issue. Some of the things that it will stir up, it will even scatter your friends. When I understood this thing initially, there is a way I warred with certain princes a certain time, and then all of my friends, they started having issue with me for no reason. I stood one day and calculated there is no reason. After some time, God told me, calm down, it's a season. That this is a season of warfare, that Satan is the one steering all these things against. One day the storm will calm down, and you find out that there is nothing really that is at stake. Nothing. The eyes of your parents will clear one day. They will find, why have they been persecuting yourself? There is no reason. It is these princes. And it's because you have taken up the matter of the kingdom and have decided to press it till God becomes king. And then Satan is no more happy. So he begins to stir up everything against you. Yes.
So normally, though, from those encounters, God began to lecture me.
Yes.
The one that is most prevalent. Whenever we pray for our family, whenever we pray either for my wife's family or for my own family, then the next day, chorus.
We come out from everywhere.
Forest, from everywhere. Either between me and my brother, or between somebody will call you. Say, did you hear what this person say? Did you hear what this person say? So, before I didn't understand. I used to get angry, but subsequently, I understood what was happening. So each time we pray, and something happened, I will tell my wife, this is an answer to our prayers.
Yes.
So don't worry.
That is it. This is intelligence. Intelligence. Have you not noticed that there are some kind of prayers and things you did that made the man to? It didn't happen. It was not like that when everything was normal. It now rose. Amen. I'm trying to teach you this so that you learn. Some people were struck with incurable sicknesses simply because they were not qualified to attack the things that they attacked. And they thought it was normal demons. Princes struck them. And when they strike you like that, no drug will work. In fact, your small prayer will not work. It will take warfare and authority and hand stronger than your own to bring you out of that. Because before Satan did that, he will make sure he brings you to a place where you trespassed. Are you with me? Then he will strike you. He will strike you with weakness. And by weakness, I mean an infirmity in character. Character or morality. Eh? Suddenly you start stealing. Oh, yes. When I start stealing now, you will look at me and say, "Ah, me, I can't."
Satan will arrange it. You will start holding the money of your fellowship. You will start holding the money of your meeting, your village meeting. Hey, repent, repent. You start holding their money. And then when you hold their money, you know the way you will start. Something will tell you, collect, you will put it back. No be so. How many of you know that this is the way it starts? It will tell you to what? Collect, you will put it back. So you collect the first time, put back. Collect second time, put back. If you collect the third time, there will be no money for 1 month to put back. And after 2 days, they will say, hey, that's our money, oh. Bring it now, we need to. And then you borrow and give. That's how trouble will start increasing. You that used to, if they give you money in 10 naira, they collect it back in 10 naira. You know, there are people like that. If you put 100, 200, 1000, the way you mixed it and gave the person, in fact, you will see dust when the person is giving it back to you. Because the person took it like that, they gave to him or her and kept it and never went there, forgot about it. There are some people like that. Them and the family has not eaten in 3 days, they have not touched it. Huh? Let me tell you what will happen to your own. I'm assuming it won't happen to you in Jesus' name. But I'm not God, though. I can only pray. I'm not the one that answers prayer. Huh? And you have to abide to some rules and principles. Sometimes church can give you 25,000, 50,000 to keep, and there is no money. Huh? There is no money to give your family food. And you say you are not going to bring out the money. And then something made your wife to go there and see the money. He said that this man is wicked. There is money in this house and he refused to bring it out. And then you make, instead of something to spoil, let me bring out the money and give. Before you know it, you become a thief. Huh? Before you know it, you can't recover. These are how pastors, branch pastors, stole, continue stealing money. If I tell you what is happening, hey, let me stop. So, church, if you know what is happening there, it is worse than armed robbery. How did it start? Some of them appeared and they thought, just because they made them pastor of, maybe you are in a denomination that is well known. There is a denomination very known in Nigeria, the number one in Pentecostal. If, as you are now, if you go and open branch of that denomination, people will enter there. They don't care. As long as that name is there. Huh? So many of their pastors think that it means they have increased in rank. So they will come and be dealing with territorial issues. Satan will mess them up, mess their children up. Their children will become wayward and become the touts of the society because they don't have the spiritual stature it takes to keep their family. I know Abraham. What is the basis of the knowledge that God had of Abraham? Huh? He can order, direct his children to live in such a way that the blessings of God will not be lost as a result of their wayward living. Amen. Oh, now the last one is something like sickness. Huh? Many people here, once or twice it has happened to you. A bulldozer. No be accident you maggot. What happened to you? Your breath was going to your brain, directly to your brain. But people don't see things. Maybe you won't die that time. You are going to the ATM and almost died. We have to ferry you here and deliver you from the spirit of death. Say after me, thank you, Jesus. There are many people that they are doing things like this. Wah, 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 wah. And then you did something in your campus and then you had a receipt. Because that assignment was not vetoed by your authority. How can somebody that has not failed one exam now have a receipt? You didn't ask questions. I used to think you are intelligent. sorry for saying it, but I just have to tell you. I said, let me leave you. Maybe next year I will tell you. But let me just tell you. Go back. Go back. You will miss some lines. And it has been happening for some time. Huh? So you see some things that you used to be strong in, suddenly you become weak in it. These princes have struck. Sometimes when you go to hospital, doctor will not see anything. But you are not here, you can cure it. Some of these sicknesses is such that it reoccurs. After some season, it will seem as if it went down. Then after another season, it comes up again. Then it seems as if it went down. This, it is princes, territorial princes you confronted. And when you confront them, sometimes if they can conquer you, if they can win you, you know what they will do? They will give you wound. And some people will suffer that wound for 3 to 4 years. And some of the wound is manifested in sickness. But today, in this teaching, you will be armed with understanding and knowledge. When Satan comes, you will mess him up in the name of Jesus. Jesus had ministry for all the years he did ministry. Not one. There is no smoke. As you see me, you saw what I'm doing. All the things I'm doing, there is no smoke on me. Did you not notice? I'm doing ministry without smoke. There are people, they are dying and smoke everywhere. The same thing, we are doing more without smoke. Do I look like somebody that has grown for 24 hours? I don't look like, there is no smoke. But there are some people, if you look at them, look at them, say you are a pastor. The reason why they say you are a pastor is not because you are looking good. It's because you are looking like darkness, like Uchichi. You are looking like night. You are looking like night. And they called you man of God. There's a difference between man of God and man of God. There's a difference. There's a difference between sister and sister. They are not the same. Sister, Sister Agnes is different from sister. Are you with me? Are you with me? There is no smoke on you. I was coming on bike one day. I was coming here, and the bike that want to carry me, I just wore traditional, and I was walking quietly on the street. I was walking as if I'm in charge of everywhere, but I'm walking small. The people that are in charge, sometimes they don't make noise. You wouldn't know they are the ones. If I was walking small, the bike stopped me and said, there is a way you are looking. I smiled and said, how? So you are looking like all these people that is in American movies. They are very quiet, but they are the dangerous people around. I said, by what spirit did this man know this? When he said it, I smiled, but I groaned in my heart. Do you know why? He is confused because there is no smoke on me. But that day I prayed all night. I prayed from 12 to 6 in the morning. So when I came out, I came with the ambience of my secret place. And when I appeared, even the Okada man can feel it. There is no smoke. One of the examples I will say for my generation is that I will be going to many wars and I will look like a warrior. Physically, I don't look like it. So that I will confuse Satan. When he appears, you see this young lady, the way she's looking innocent, quiet, gentle. See the way she's well packed. They will know you are heavenly undercover cargo, smuggled by heavenly armies into the territory. An intercontinental ballistic missile that have the capacity to sink a city. The energy you generate can sink a city, and the works that demons have been doing for years past will be annihilated in one moment of intercession. Men will rank as stature. When they appear, they will say, "Are these the one we are talking about?" They say, "We know these men. They are unlearned men.
But when they look well, they say that this man have been with Jesus. You will be reckoned among the number. Men that have intercourse stayed with him long enough that his garments, the garment of glory, is upon your life. Such that all Satan can do is just run around. He can't touch you. The time cometh. The season cometh. The days are past too. When men that serve God, they are only known by the bad predicaments, sicknesses, and things that plague their life. Another season has appeared. And the way we know men that serve God is that there is no smoke. No smoke. Satan appeared before Job and told God, I have checked Job. He's rich. He's righteous. He's prayerful. He's powerful. The name of Job in that season was Shalom. Shalom was his name. I know men call you educated, but your name needs to be Shalom. Everyone here, we answer a spiritual name, and the name in the spirit is Shalom. Nothing broken, nothing missing. The Bible spoke about David. He said that that mighty warrior, he fought many battles and he never lost any. He had an encounter with Jehovah Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Jehovah Shalom. We will go to war and deal with Satan and come back with that smoke. Come back without injuries and come back with territory. Come back with chance of victory. Hey, something is happening now. Something is happening. Something is happening. The garments of God are descending from heaven. The Lord said, I will be your shield and buckler, thy rod and thy staff. Even though you walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I tell you, ye shall fear no evil. For my rod and my staff, they comfort thee. Listen to me. Even if I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, nothing will happen. Jehovah Shalom. Shalom, shalom, Yeshua, shalom, shalom, you're welcome in this place. Hey! Shalom, shalom, Yeshua, shalom, shalom, you're welcome in this place. Hey! Shalom, shalom, Yeshua, shalom, shalom, you're welcome in this place. Shalom, shalom, Yeshua, shalom, shalom, you're welcome in this place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome in this place. Shalom, shalom, Yeshua, shalom.
Lord, thou welcome in this day. Shalom, shalom, Yeshua, shalom, shalom.
Hey, hey, hey. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Make contact. Make contact. Make contact. Hey. 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 Oh my God. Shalom. Shalom. Yeshua. Shalom. Shalom. The welcome in this day. Salam, salam, Yeshua, salam, salam, the welcome in this day. Salam, salam, Yeshua, salam, salam, the welcome in this day. Jesus, salam, salam, Yeshua, salah, salah, now welcome in this day. Salah, salah, Yeshua, salah, salah, now welcome in this day.
The garments of God is coming, and the Lord shall appear unto you by your name, and the name of the Lord in the day that he shall appear unto you shall be Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
you are sick, just take your right hand and put at that part of your body. Listen. If you are sick or afflicted, you perceive that you are being afflicted by an illness or a situation or a spirit, just take your hand and put on your head. If you are sick and you can't put your hand at that part of your body, just put it on your head. Be fast. Something will happen here in the next 5 minutes. The glory of God will come down and set many people free. Outstanding miracles will take place here. Mighty miracles by the hand of God. The intensity of the glory will overwhelm people. The Lord will restore the years that has been stolen. That's what the Lord said I should tell you. The years that has been eaten by cankerworm and caterpillar will be restored. Your health that has been stolen will be restored. Your wealth that has been stolen will be restored. Some of you made advancement in God and Satan stole it. Your gift is in the spirit. My God. There are two people here. Your spiritual gift has suffered a severe damage as a result of a demonic encounter. My God, it's coming now. The glory of God is coming. It's coming. Somebody get a plate so that I'll put the anointing oil in it. Anybody that goes under power, bring the person out. I want to anoint the person. Ay. Ebenezer, ay, Ebenezer, your help has come. Ay, Ebenezer, ay, Ebenezer, your help has come.
I saw an evil bird. There is a spirit that pays you a visit. I dissociate you now.
No. Free! By fire!
Make sure your hand is still there. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, ay 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 ay.
Ebenezer,
the yokes are broken by the anointing. By the anointing, 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 by the anointing.
Ebenezer, ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, my pastor. Ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, Ebenezer,
you are made whole.
Ay 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 ay.
You are set free. You are made whole. You are set free, you are made whole. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, ay 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 ay.
Ebenezer,
ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, Ebenezer. There are two people I'm looking for.
Ebenezer. Ay, 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 ay.
There are two people
Ebenezer,
I'm looking for.
My pastor. Ay, 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 ay.
There is a demon
Ebenezer,
that is afflicting you so much.
Ebenezer. Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer, my pastor. Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer. Ebenezer, ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, Savior has come.
Listen, there are two people I'm looking for. Make sure your hand is still on your head. These people have been, they have been oppressed by demonic personalities. Demonic personalities. These demons, they come like persons. They operate like persons. Sometimes around you, sometimes within you. I'm waiting for them too. Two, 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 two. Ushers, watch. Two. Your deliverance has come. Your time 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 has come. We release the sword of deliverance. From my left to my right. From the front to the back. Bring that young man. That spirit living inside of you. That person living inside of you. He will come out now.
Ebenezer, my pastor.
Ah!
Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer, Ebenezer.
I'm looking for one more person.
Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer,
listen.
My pastor.
Listen. Help me, Holy Ghost, and find a person at the count of seven. At the count of seven. Any person that is being oppressed by a demonic personality. This one is beyond, is beyond just normal affliction and oppression. The prince is afflicting the person. Sometimes you are not even, what I'm talking about, the person is not in charge of himself. Sometimes that's the proof. You are not in charge of your life in many seasons. Help me, Holy Ghost. 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 By fire. By fire. coming. I see the sword is moving. It's moving. At the count of seven. One. Move. Two. Move. Three. Move. Four. Move. Five. Move. Jesus Christ, Son of God. It's coming out now. It's coming out. 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 Burn like flames. Like flames. Like flames. Like flames. Life flames. The spirit can't survive now. It can't survive this one. If you are sick at any part of your body, Chidema, come. Go and put hands on her umbilical cord. Eject all those demons. In the name of Jesus, I'm not hearing you. In the name of Jesus, let your amen be louder. We have over 100 people here. In the name of Jesus, hey, your amen can be louder. Your amen can be louder. It can be louder. It can be louder. God is working. God is working. Miracles are happening everywhere. Angels are touching people everywhere. The power of God is moving everywhere. In the name of Jesus. I saw two angels enter somebody's family. And the Lord is saying that they will stay in your family for all of this night. All of this night. All of this night. Is the angel of the Lord is entering somebody's family. Listen. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity in your body now. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I see somebody in the spirit, you have recurring cough. The demon of infirmity, the demon, that thing is a spirit of, is that your mother? Yes, the spirit holding her is leaving now. The spirit holding her is leaving. Can somebody raise her up? Raise her up on her feet, on her feet. Can she look at me? In the name of Jesus. At the count of three. One, two, three. Power of the Holy Ghost. The hand of God is on your mother, Solomon. It's on your mother. It's on your mother. Angels, go to work. Go to work. Go to work. Every demon of affliction in your body, whatever the name is, I command you to go now. Every demon, Go. My God, my God. Somebody is suffering from arthritis. Arthritis. The arthritis is going now. Listen. It seems as if it's disturbing you on the leg. It seems as if it's eating your leg. It's going now in the name of Jesus Christ. Make sure your hands is on your leg. Make sure your hands is there. The angels are walking. The angels are walking. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing your amen. In the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of death. Aye. There is somebody here. You are hearing the voice of death. They are telling you, you will die. You will die. You will die. You will die. Where is the person? Rush out. Rush out. Rush out. Rush out. You are hearing it. They are telling you, you will die. You will die. Rush out quickly. Rush out. Rush out. I don't have time. If you will come out in 10 seconds, I will pray for you. Listen to me. The Lord is healing people now. He's healing. He's healing. If you notice that God has healed you, please come out to this side. Come out to here. Come here. As we continue praying, come out here. We bind every spirit of death in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Take your hands up. Every spirit of death is bound. Wherever it's coming from, I return all the arrows. I return all the machinations, manipulations, weapons of war. I destroy and annihilate them now. Receive strength over your warfares and your enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling me that He has healed somebody now. The Lord is telling me He has healed somebody. He has healed somebody. He has healed somebody. He has healed somebody. Take your hand. Take your hand. Somebody, God healed your arm. Your arm. There is a pain in your arm. Check, check, check. Check. I will take three testimonies because of time and go. In Jesus' name. Wait. Check. Check your body. Check your body. Check your body. I don't want if people start coming out now, many people will troop out. Just be quick. Be quick to testify of what God has done. Be quick. Be quick. God has healed somebody. I decree, if you have not received your healing, receive your own now in the name of Jesus. Every demon of infirmity afflicting you, take your hands off now, Satan. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you having problem in your ears? Come. Which one? What happened? Quickly. We'll take only three testimonies. Quickly. The rest, you have to send your testimonies online. People, find a way and communicate with us. What happened?
I've been having for close to 6 days now. I've been having sore throat.
For six so years?
6 days. 6 days.
6 days. Sore throat.
Yes.
And what happened now?
So, while you said we should lay our hands, I just kept laying our hands on the throat. So, when you said we should come out for a miracle, I just went out now to drink water to confirm the miracle and it's gone completely.
Let's clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. The lady on yellow, the cosmotel lady. Clap, clap. Clap, or I didn't say stop. Where is the guy going? We are not finished your testimony. Amen. Somebody is having sore throat. He has been drinking. He has been paining him for 6 days. And just in a moment, he left. The power of God is glorious. The power of God is glorious. In the name of God, in the name of Jesus, it becomes permanent.
and everything that is wrong with your life is being rectified now. What happened?
Yesterday I noticed that at the back of my head was a swelling, and it was not just my skin, it was the bone. Then as you were feeling, it just very well, it's almost flat.
So there was swelling, and the swelling dematerialized.
Yes.
It went down.
Yes.
Clap for Jesus. Now listen, she said it is not just on the skin, it is also the bone. Clap for Jesus again. Praise way, clap. Dr. Samuel, clap. Oh, Aaron, I won't clap. Come. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. I will take one more testimony. One more. Who is trying to shop our testimony? In the name of Jesus. What happened? Are you sure? What happened?
That was really some time to confirm the testimony, but while we were praying this evening, I was having this light week. So for now, it's totally gone. But aside from that, I've been having some changes. With the fact that I no longer feel the headache, I know that God is here.
It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus. Tomorrow we meet again by bring the woman here tomorrow by 5 p.m. If we are meeting 4:30, you will lead the prayer for the 1 hour 30 minutes.
Jesus.
You devil of darkness. Take your hands off her life. I will count to three and you will go. Every spirit manifesting as infirmity, no matter the name that they gave you, we command you to go now. One, two, three.